The main purpose is to ask for full membership in the General Assembly of the United Nations. And the reason for that is that we are ready to establish our own state. This has been confirmed, witnessed, and observed by the most important and significant and credible international organizations. After 2 decades of negotiations, the outcome of the peace process is zero. And because of the continuation and expansion of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And if we want to preserve, maintain, and protect the vision of the two-state solution, I'm afraid that if the time passing, this means that we will not have land in Palestine to establish our own state. What we're saying is we're going to the United Nations for self-determination and recognition. This is not subjected to negotiations, and this is totally different from the final status issues like borders, settlements, refugees, security, water. These are the issues which next day we will resume talks with Israel about them.
Obviously, the US is saying it'll veto the request for membership. What's the point then?
We raised this issue in the higher organization in the United Nations, so we will have very good deliberations and discussion in the highest level of the United Nations. This will attract the attention to the Palestinian cause. If we failed in the Security Council, we will go to the General Assembly, in which, through a simple majority, we'll be recognized as non-member state. And then we'll have things will be different because we will negotiate with Israel on different bases. We will be considered as occupied state, not just a PLO representative there. So the issue is to attract more the involvement of the international community and to tell them that we failed, both sides, to reach a settlement. Second issue, Palestine will have access to all international law mechanisms and instruments. We can appeal to the International Criminal Court, to the International Justice Court, and we can sign agreements and engage in other countries, and we will be also a member of the Council of Human Rights.
Julie Gillard has backed Israel firmly in the past, and yes. Kevin Rudd said in August he'd like Australia to abstain.
Yes.
That's not a lot of support from Australia, is it?
I met with the Prime Minister 3-4 days ago, and I clarified the Palestinian position to the Prime Minister. She listened carefully to what I said, and she reiterated the Australian positions to support the two-state solution vision and the establishment of a Palestinian state. Their own official position is to see the resolution draft and the language which will be used in the Palestinian bid to the United Nations.